Thanks for tuning in to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast, where we talk about your body, how it moves, and empowering you with the knowledge to manage and treat your pain or discomfort. You will also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at a successful private practice. You have the questions, and we have the answers. Now let's get moving.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Matt.
And your co-host, Allie.
Awesome, awesome. We got big, big news.
Yes, Matt, I wanted to bring it up to you.
Yeah?
We have been podcasting one episode a week for a whole year.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No, I wouldn't have guessed it.
I want to take everyone back to when I proposed this podcast.
Yeah.
I know it came out of necessity.
Yeah.
We were in a weird time, and we're still trying to get the word out to our patients and fans now.
Well, I think that... At the corner of our mission is education and advancing the profession. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the biggest impacts COVID had was it took away our ability to get in front of groups and, you know, do our grassroots education and information that we do so often at events and lunch and learns and health fairs. And all of a sudden, like, that was all gone.
Everything was taken away.
You know, so... But we still felt like we had a mission to accomplish with educating and getting that out there. So
there's just so much information we still need to get out there.
That's right.
And I just feel like the past year, it was a good start.
I think it's been a fantastic year of, you know, host and guest and information and, you know, if you would have asked me how long have we been doing it, it's weird. On one sense, it seems like we've been doing it forever.
Right.
You know, it's like I can't imagine a time when we weren't making podcast episodes.
I can.
But on the other hand, it's like, wow, we, you know, it seems like we started yesterday. I mean, it's just, it's weird.
I feel that too. Although it's a lot easier now than it was in the beginning. I know that we probably had some, you know, audio technical difficulties and we were still learning along the way, but...
Yeah, I want to give a huge shout out to Allie
because
she has learned so much when it comes to editing and recording, and she's just really taken a great handle on how to record phone interviews and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah,
and
it was all really big, like learning curve. It's all just brand new stuff. And now I feel like I can teach somebody else, but thank you, Matt.
If you want to talk about somebody like taking something and molding it into something and making it look awesome, like that's Allie editing this podcast. So thank you to Allie
for
making all of our guests sound professional and fantastic. Yeah. And I think the episodes come out
awesome. It definitely did not come without a few tears, but we're here.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No.
Allie's breaking out in a cold sweat now, just thinking back to some of the early days.
Yeah. I remember watching the screen as we were recording and just like in disbelief that it was actually recording us and that it was working.
Yeah.
And then now I don't really look at it anymore unless we have someone who's speaking really loud and I need to turn them down.
Yeah. And so for our guests and, you know, for our listeners, you know, the behind the scenes look, we're a mobile setup.
Yep.
And so we've recorded these episodes in all sorts of places,
including
our janitor closet in one of our clinics.
Well, you know, we make things work.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that's the way small business is. That's the way a private practice operates. And so, you know, this is no different, but I think it's really cool that we have this mobile setup. And I think sometimes when we invite a guest and we're like, oh, don't worry, we'll come to you. They're like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, how do you do that? Where's your studio?
Record, you know? Like, so I think it's really cool, though, to be able to have that as an option.
Right. And that means when we do talk to some doctors or other than the ones that are on the phone or we talk to our clinicians, you know, we're in their offices.
Mm-hmm. And I think that brings its own unique flavor to the episode, you know, because the settings are different physically.
Right.
And I think that offers, you know, maybe a little more real or immersive episode or experience for the listener.
Right. You know, we're really giving our listeners like the behind the scenes, not only to Oxford, but to our podcast.
That's right.
We're sitting here.
Yeah.
Two microphones just talking to each other.
And talking for me, you know, is a challenge because I never know what to say.
If that was true, I don't think we would have a podcast.
You know, honestly, I do very little our listeners would probably agree, prep work, but it just comes natural to talk about topics that are you know, passionate for me and near and dear. So
right. And I think that's one big, you know, main point, the bottom line of our podcast is that you have all the knowledge and you can talk to our doctors and, you know, the guests that we have on the medical point. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of bring in the, well, if I were someone who was sitting on the outside who has no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
How do we bring it back to our listeners to make it make sense?
Yeah, I think it's a great balance. And I think it's a good yin and yang of, you know, sometimes as a, you know, clinician, you don't know what you don't know. And so yes. you say a term or you start to talk about a topic and it gets a little heady. And I think you do a great job bringing it back to reality so that our listeners aren't, you know, wondering what we're talking about.
Right.
And because ultimately that's what we want it to be,
yeah.
you know, really palatable and based for everyone to be able to get something out of.
Right. And I just feel like some of those conversations I might even get lost in. Mm-hmm. So just having that constant conversation, I feel like helps us a little bit.
Yeah. So if this would be your first episode that you're kind of tuning into.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's going to sound a little different, going to be a little different, but I'd encourage you to go back and, you know, listen through some of the episodes because, you know, it's interesting. We kind of picked the name Direct Access yes. to Oxford Physical
I
Therapy
was gonna bring that
up, to have two meanings. You know, obviously, you know, if this is your first episode listening, you're going to hear me tell you about Direct Access,
okay.
which means you can come right to physical therapy without right. a prescription or referral. That is a fantastic option for first line treatment of musculoskeletal, meaning bone, joint, muscle problems. Come in, get screened, get checked out in physical therapy. That's oftentimes the starting point for those type of issues anyway. But also direct access in this sense in our podcast means we want to give the listener direct access, kind of a behind the scenes look at our practice. You know, we have a lot of different like subsets in our listening group. We have PT students, we have other clinicians, we have employees, we have patients. So, you know, we kind of want to give a little flavor or intro of a lot of different topics. So
yeah, and if you are a first-time listener now and you want to know what the heck are they talking about, we do have a full episode. It's one of our, I think it's our second episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into a deep dive on what is direct access, how does it apply to you as a patient or a consumer, really, and really what it's all about. And I do want to make a challenge because I think I did catch you not mentioning direct access in one episode. So if you're listening and you're starting from the beginning, I would like you to comment on one of our social media platforms if you have found one of the episodes that Matt did not mention direct access.
Oh my goodness. Well, that would be a critical error, and I would have to, we would have to redo that episode. So if you guys can find it, send it in, and we'll re-record that episode, and direct access will be all over it.
You know what? I think it is. I'll give him a head start. I think we did a whole episode, and then I might have done a clinic spotlight at the end where I mentioned it and I was like, wait a second. I think I just, you know, beat Matt to it.
Well, that's what having a great, great team is all about. They can pick you up when you mess up. So
that's why I got the job, right?
That's right. Thanks, Allie. So, you know, kind of a little, we looked a little bit kind of back. You know, I think we've given a lot of good clinical info on what to expect on a lot of different diagnoses
right.
and surgeries and cutting edge PT techniques. So kind of a little peek forward. You know, we're going to do an episode coming up in December we're pretty excited about where we're going to feature one of our Con Ed instructors. So that'll be the first time we've done that.
Right. We've mentioned our Con Ed classes mm-hmm. a couple times, but we haven't talked to the guy who brings it together.
Yeah. So our students might really, you know, want to listen in to that one, or our clinician listeners might find that interesting. Obviously, our patients know that we're staying up on the, you know, latest techniques.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you probably don't realize, but PTs are required to do professional continuing education. And at Oxford Physical Therapy, we do 2 to 3 times what's required. So we're going above and beyond just the minimum. And yeah. that's why we feel confident saying we have the highest trained staff, because
right.
that's really what we focus on. You know, PT is what we do. We don't try to do a lot of other things and PT on the side. PT is our total focus. And so I think that really comes through in our continuing education program. It's something we're really proud of and something we get, you know, high marks on from our employees. They really enjoy that.
Right.
And so I'm excited to have Matt Lee, one of our guests, coming up in December on that episode.
Right. And, you know, without the continuing education and what everything that makes our PTs so great, we wouldn't have a lot to talk about, would we?
No, it'd be pretty boring. My favorite episodes, I think, are always our patient testimonials.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, because at the heart of it, it's why we do what we do.
I was going to say, let's play a game. What is your favorite episode? Which one? Could you?
Gosh, I don't know if I could.
We're not even looking at the list. Like, we just have to remember.
No, I'm just going off the top of my head. You know, honestly, I don't know if I could pick one, but it would definitely, of the category, you know, I love all of our physicians, and I appreciate them being our special guest, and I don't want to take anything away from any of them, honestly. I really do appreciate them sharing, you know, volunteering their time to share their information and expertise. But really, to me, I mean, I get choked up thinking about the impact that we make on patients' lives every day in our clinics, you know, and
they're willing to share it too.
Yeah.
I think that's huge.
And when you talk to them, you know, and you look in their eye, you know that they were at a point in their life when they thought they may not get some activity back or may not get some function back. And that was returned. And we don't take that lightly. And so I think that's the most impactful episodes to me. And I really, really love talking to our patients and just seeing the tremendous impact that our clinics and staff make on their life is really, really cool.
It is really cool. And I think it's awesome, like you said, that they are willing to share it. You know, we get reviews and like ratings, you know, on Google, Facebook. Some of you might have received some of our bird eye texts. And it's these people, you know, like are behind a screen and they've said some really nice things. Mm-hmm. But these people have come out and said, I would like to share my story. You know, some of them are on video on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Some of them are on our Facebook page and they leave, you know, nice words. But these people come on and we get to meet them, sit down, hear their whole story. I know that some of our clinicians might get to meet them and like really have a relationship with them. But like just to the firsthand experience, like they would like to share it with us who like don't know their whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And then share it on a podcast, which is like spreading it out to the world, which I think is just so tremendous.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat. I think it's, you know, I think it's just awesome to be able to share with other people that might be considering being a patient. You know, if you're a consumer and you're shopping for physical therapy, or if you're like, I hurt my back and I don't know where to go or what to do, and you hear someone recounting an experience of what physical therapy meant for them or how they utilize direct access to their advantage. You know, I think really that's at the heart of, again, why we wanted to start something like this, just to get the mission out there.
Right. And I think that's a big thing that our listeners can do too, is rate and leave a review.
Yeah.
Even on this podcast.
You know, I think if I set a goal moving forward for our next year, I would just love to do more listener involvement and more audience involvement.
Yeah.
You know, so we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear, what do you guys want to hear about?
Right.
What can we bring to you?
You're out there. We can see that you're listening.
That's right. We appreciate all the downloads. We appreciate all the reviews and ratings. You know, that means a lot. It tells us we're on the right track. But, you know, certainly we look through those episodes and we see what's being digested the most, and we try to get more episodes like that. But, you know, if there's something we're missing or there's something you guys want to hear about, we're going to work hard to bring that content to
you. Matt and I would love to answer your questions or give you answers to a scenario that you might have.
Yeah. And if there's any listeners out there that want to be a guest,
here's
your chance to get the microphone in your hand.
See what it's like behind the scenes.
That's right. Let us know if it's, you know, student, therapist, physician, whatever the case may be. You know, we'd be more than happy to have you on the podcast as a guest and share your expertise, experience, et cetera.
Are you going to ask me what my favorite episode is?
Allie, what's your favorite episode?
I mean, other than recording in a utility closet at our, what was it, Mainville Center, talking to a doctor on the phone. I just like that experience. If I have to guess off, well, I really enjoyed, obviously, our patient testimonials. And I liked the one with the firefighter, Ethan. That was really fun. I just liked hearing like the different perspective and like someone that's out in the community. But I think my favorite one is a recent one that we talked to, the Boston Marathon finisher.
That was pretty cool.
I just like haven't heard, you know, such a story. It was like just really inspiring to hear from him and like his emotion and the fact that it had just happened and he just got home from the race and like was willing to share that story with us. It was so fun.
Yeah. I'd like to give a special shout out to our staff. They all trip over their feet to get on our podcast. They can't wait when Allie and I call and come visit them and put a microphone in front of them.
You know, I wish it was like that.
No, there are some people that are a bit more hesitant and shy, but eventually they all do share whatever content we've asked them to be on the podcast for. And I think most collectively the response afterwards is, oh, that wasn't that bad.
Right.
Or, you know, I was way more nervous than I should be or anything like that.
So, they are very busy people who are always on in front of their patients. So asking them to do one more thing, like be on our podcast, might be just something else that's new for them to have to do. You know, they take part of their day just like everything else that they do. But I do appreciate all of those because they do share a lot of their expertise. And you can see that they're very excited about the knowledge that they have and like very passionate about what they do in PT.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Again, on the kind of preview or sneak peek side, we're going to start introducing each month in our offices, we have staff meetings at every clinic. And one of the pieces that's pivotal to the staff meeting is what we call the clinical corner. And that's an article that we share amongst the staff that may be a new technique, it may be you know, a new research that's out there. Again, just another way that we try to keep our staff current and we try to educate. And we want to start to give a bit of an insight of that article monthly to our listeners. And we thought it might be fun if we did it, you know, in the beginning of the episode, and we might be able to pose a question or a quiz to our PT students and let you think about it through the episode, and we'll give you the answer at the end. So
a little game. I want to insert a little game with this podcast.
So that's coming. We're going to start talking about our Clinical Corner articles, which will be kind of cool.
It's another piece of direct access so our listeners can see what our PTs are thinking about.
That's right.
New topics.
Yeah, we'll keep, you know, getting that information out there, so.
Yeah, I think we have a lot to look forward to in the next year. How long? I give this podcast 25 years.
25 years. Oh, my goodness. We'll be talking about robotic PT by then.
Well, I'm up for it. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it. Right. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy, you know, again, at the heart of it, I enjoy getting the message out there. And thank you to everyone who's taken time to listen, who's passed on these episodes to a friend who may be getting ready to have a knee replacement or to someone who, you know, wants to learn about what their options are for physical therapy. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to continue to do it without our listeners downloading the episodes and rating them. And we really, really appreciate you all.
And I hope you keep doing it.
That's right. Well, tune in soon. We'll be talking to you.
All right. Talk to you next time. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. You can find us online at oxfordphysicaltherapy.com, and you can also find us on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Remember, you do not need a doctor's referral to receive physical therapy in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, where we offer double the care for less than half the cost. You can schedule appointments online or stop into any center for a free screen, what we like to call a B visit. Please write a review, send us a comment or message on our social media platforms, and until next time, keep it moving!